Second your recitation. What was written by Mr. Tom Malloy was a poet of no mean standing that used to live in the village of Burnfoot. He and his brother had a pub between them. And Malloy made some poems that were James. It would be a sin if ever they sink into oblivion and be forgotten about. Now this is one of Tom Malloy's poems. It's entitled The Free State Farmer. I am a Free State farmer. I come from any show. My farm is not very large. Of bankbooks I have none. I toil along from day to day. I do the best I can. I sell my butter and my eggs like any other man. Now, Derry is my market town, for there I get my meat, my tea, my sugar and my bread, my parings and pig's feet. Some time ago, my clothes were worn. I went into Derry town and I left my measure for a suit. The tailor took it down. He said, call back in 3 weeks' time and ready it will be. So I turned off along the road to the state. You see, it's free. My wife and I, we talked things over. We talked day by day, about how we get my suit across. No duty for to pay. When the day came round, I went to town. I went to get my clothes. She said, I do these customers. I do them to their nose. I throw these tow-load rags away and I dress up like a tough. So with my parcel under my arm to the station, I set off. I felt a wee bit guilty as I walked down the Strand. For I thought all hands would look at me. I was a frightened man. But I picked an empty carriage, for I had to be alone, to smuggle out a suit of clothes, for they rolled any show. The train steamed out past Pennyburn, I started to undress. The old coat went out the window, likewise my pants and vest. But when I opened up my parcel, to my horror, I did find the tiller had made some mistake. The pants were left behind. Oh, woe is me. The game is all up now. The shivering it came over me and the sweat ran down my brow. I looked a picture of distress, naked and alone, steaming at 30 miles an hour to dear old Annie Shore. Well, the train pulled up at Gaillard Road. Clothesline hung nearby, and a large pair of ladies' knickers there flew high into the sky. I knocked out them, pulled them on. They filled me to a T. Says I to myself, a plus four suit just makes a man miss. The customer saluted me. He thought I was a swell. But the wife, she damn near murdered me before I had time to tell. Oh, never again. No, never again. Well, I get out me loan. Just smuggle out a suit of clothes to deal with old Annie Shaw.